The House will have heard the Prime Minister's answer, and I remind him, the Minister of Code says, and I quote, "Ministers who knowingly mislead Parliament will be expected to offer their resignation." I'll leave it there for now. Turning to another issue, there'll be further on this, believe you me. Who initially, and Prime Minister, initially is the key word here, who initially paid for the redecoration of his Downing Street flat?
Mr. Speaker, when it comes to misleading Parliament, he may recollect that it was only a few weeks ago that he said that he didn't oppose this government, this country staying in the leaving the European Medicines Agency. The fact that he was then forced to retract and leaving the European Medicines Agency was absolutely invaluable for our vaccine rollout. And actually, it was just last week that he said that James Dyson was a personal friend of mine. A fact that James Dyson has corrected in the newspaper this morning. As for the latest stuff that he's bringing up, he should know that I paid for Downing Street refurbishment personally, Mr. Speaker, and I contrast it. Any further declaration that I have to make, I will, if any, I will be advised upon by Lord Guy's. But if he talks about housing costs, Mr. Speaker, then the people of this country can make their own decision in just 8 days' time, because on average, Labour councils charge you £93 more in Band D than Conservative councils, and Liberal Democrat councils charge you £120 more. That, I think, is the issue upon which the British people would like him to focus.
Keir Starmer.
Mr. Speaker, normally when people don't want to incriminate themselves, they go, no comment. Let me ask this. Let's explore this a bit further, Prime Minister.